Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Trump took to Twitter Sunday to praise himself for Ford Motor Company deciding it would not sell its Chinese-made Focus Active crossover in this country. Here's what the president tweeted, and I quote, "Ford has abruptly killed a plan to sell a Chinese-made small vehicle in the U.S. because of the prospect of higher U.S. tariffs," CNBC. "This is just the beginning," the president tweets. "This car can now be built in the USA and Ford will pay no tariffs," exclamation point. Well, Ford didn't take long before it issued a statement saying, in essence, nope, that's not happening at all. Kristen Cicek is VP of the Industry, Labor and Economics Group at the Center for Automotive Research. So, Kristen, what's the president getting wrong here? What really happened?
Well, the thing that's true is that Ford was planning to bring a vehicle in from China. The tariff on vehicles imported from China to the U.S. has gone up due to some trade actions that the president's administration has taken, and it no longer makes economic sense to do so. The Ford Focus was until very recently built at the Michigan Assembly Plant here. Until May, they were building Ford Focus and the C-Max, which is also on the same platform. Mm-hmm. They're retooling that factory to build a small pickup and a utility vehicle instead. You know, the thing is, that's actually probably a better thing for the Michigan economy than the Ford Focus. Two reasons. One is the Focus wasn't selling that well here, and that's partly why the small volumes, they could bring those in from China or from any other place they build Focus in the world and do that fairly cost-effectively. The second thing is, so the vehicles they are going to build there presumably will have a better market and may sell more, but they also are likely to have higher U.S. content. The Ford Focus, the platform, is built in, I think, 9 different factories around the world, and a vehicle that's built more for the regional market is going to have higher regional content.
So when Ford announced August 31st it wasn't going to be importing that Focus crossover from China after all, what was the reason?
Well, the U.S. tariff for vehicles imported from the rest of the world is 2.5% if you don't have a free trade agreement with us. But we have a dispute going on with China under Section 301 of the trade law, and now the tariff for vehicles coming from China to the U.S. is 27.5. So there's an additional 25% tariff, which turned the business case upside down.
So that's why Ford was very quick to say, basically, no, we aren't going to be starting to manufacture the Focus here. What is it the president does not understand, not just about Ford's Focus decision, but about these auto businesses as he keeps ramping up these tariff tensions with China?
Well, tariff tensions with China, with Mexico, with Canada, with the rest of the world, you know, I mentioned the raise of the tariff with China. China also changed their tariffs as well this summer. They had been charging a 25% tariff for vehicles imported into China from the rest of the world, from WTO members. And this summer, they lowered that to 15%. And part of the reason why a country like China would have a high rate like 25% is when they first came into the WTO, they were only making 2 million vehicles a year. So economies that have nascent industry were able to put up higher barriers to protect their industry from a flood of imports into their market so they could have the economic development and time to build the industry. It's hard to argue that China is a nascent auto player now. They recognize that and lowered their MFN rate, their most favored nation trading rate, to 15%, and then immediately slapped on an additional 25% only for the U.S. in retaliation to the tariffs that the Trump administration had put on Chinese imports to the U.S. So all other countries in the world face a 15% tariff going into China, and we face 40. We last year sent about 250,000 vehicles from the U.S. to China, and we got about 50,000 vehicles from China to the U.S., mostly Buick Envisions and Volvos.
What I'm hearing here is the president doesn't understand the auto business, and in trying to force China to eliminate its tariffs, these actions are fueling a worldwide trade war. But yet we see whenever someone tries to point out to this president he's got something wrong, he doubles down and attacks the messenger. How do automakers and their suppliers manage this?
You know, I think they stay heads down. I mean, focus on the fundamentals. And the fact is, for the Ford Focus to be built in the U.S., there's no business case for that. The volumes are so low, and just the tooling cost, it's not, a labor cost or anything, but the tooling cost to build up a, production in order to produce 50,000 of that vehicle for what we think the U.S. demand might be, it doesn't make any business sense. So, I think the car companies, the suppliers are trying to, keep their heads down on business fundamentals and not get thrown off by tweets. and try to figure out, you know, this very uncertain future. I mean, we're in a place right now where we don't know what the future of NAFTA really looks like because Canada is still at the table. We don't know if the U.S. will impose tariffs on imported parts and vehicles that they're under investigation right now to consider whether those parts and vehicles imported to the U.S. cause a national security threat. There's the ongoing case with China with steel and aluminum imports to the U.S. and, you know, the fuel economy regulations, and where is the overall economy and the market going? So this is an industry that faces a lot of uncertainty. They're just trying to stay, you know, playing the game so that they're optimizing where they're building the products that people want and can afford to buy.
When you think of long product planning cycles, they like consistent policies and predictable policies.
Well, yeah. I mean, right now, you know, we're planning products 4, 5, 6 years out. I know I had some discussions earlier this year with some folks in the ag sector, and they're like, well, right now we have to decide what we're going to plant next spring. I'm like, right now we have to decide what you want to buy 4 years from now. So, you know, there's a lot more that can go wrong between now and 4 years from now than now and next spring.
Kristen Gcheck, VP of the Industry, Labor and Economics Group at the Center for Automotive Research. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.